Alrighty, 7:03 p.m. Monday, the 10th of December. If you watched Feel It Real Fun show 7:01, we could call it the inside-outside show. You see where we are sitting. We moved the old lounge suite, the old couch outside, because we've got a really nice new set of lounge suite couch, sofa, chair the other day. Anyway, Victoria manifested up a killer deal for us. And so right now, me and Brizzy are sitting out here. It's a lovely, cool day. It was hot for a couple days. And I gotta admit, this is lovely. We often get the question, how do I imagine what I've never experienced before? And the stock answer is, you imagine what implies that it's already true. And to me, that always eventually boils down to a feeling. I've got a pretty busy schedule every day. I get up around 5:30, sometimes 6, usually about 5. Do the first podcast around 5:15 to 5:30, make the coffee, send out some emails, and eventually find my way to the dog park. Come home, check on a few things, send out a few quick emails, play on Facebook, go swimming. Sometimes I sneak in a class, like a Pilates class or something. Come home, make lunch, take a nap, right? Get up from the nap, do some reading. I love reading, do some writing. I love writing. And, well, it's 7:05 p.m. It's about time for me to go have a bubble bath and enjoy some Raymond Reddington time. And yet I find myself here on the inside-outside sofa on the veranda right now. Probably have half a dozen emails to reply to real quick. Loving the time with my dog. And I'm enjoying this feeling of what was once imagined is now my reality. Let's call that a feeling that can imply a wish fulfilled. Once what was imagined is now my reality. Neville might call that the relief of possession. I'll call it what was once imagined is now my reality. It's shocking to me how much fun this is, because way back in the old days, I got these two little stuffed animals that represented the two dogs that Victoria and I talked about getting. I called them Right, and we called them Really. And one was like a little sheep, and the other one was like a, looked like a beagle kind of dog. And wouldn't you know, the one looks like Bruce, the other looks like Emmett. We just had fun imagining having two dogs, and they came to us in the most natural ways. And so I'll tell you, so back in May, I was imagining us having a new lounge suite. I didn't even tell Victoria this, but we had everybody over. So for the trainings, we do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is off. And then we do training on Thursday and Friday. But Wednesday, everybody comes here. Monday and Tuesday, we're at the Maxwell compound. Thursday and Friday, we're at the Maxwell compound. But Wednesday, we invite everybody over for pizza and drinks and just check out the property, hang with us and the puppies, see how we live. Some people come to the dog park. And it was in May that I remember Joe was sitting on this beat-to-crap sofa. I mean, this is really, it's terrorized. And we've kept it because we have puppies. And I just wanted them to have the opportunity to be puppies with it. And now they're both old enough and both mellow enough that it's naturally time for us to get a new two-seater, three-seater, and single-seater. I mean, like, seriously, we got probably $2,000, maybe $3,000 worth of lovely furniture for $400. This is how we do it, guys. It's just fun. Something to do. See, most people think struggle is something to do. I think surfing is. I think soaring is. I think playing is. And so here I am, 7:08 p.m. now, enjoying some sit-down time with my dog, Brucey Boy, Emmett's inside with Vic and Notoria. And I'm looking forward to a lovely evening, a great sleep, waking up in the morning and starting all over again. How about you? What if you live from the feeling that you're looking forward to a great sleep and waking up and starting all over again? See, that could be a feeling that implies your wish fulfilled. Y'all know my standard little scene. I sit in my Ames chair, I drink my coffee, I listen to traffic and answer your emails instead of having a boss and sitting in traffic and sitting in the car. Oh my God, this is good. Alrighty guys, if you love what you're learning, join us in ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. If you've done that or you want to experience what it's like to play with us even more lively, on freenevel.com there's the white menu bar. You can see on there where the live call section is. Get some of those live call recording packages. They are super duper. And they will stretch you. I promise you, you will not be able to make sense out of the whole thing. You will get some golden nuggets that your rational mind appreciates. But you're going to have an experience just by listening to how we play. Because almost nobody plays like that. And until you experience it, you can't join in, have fun. Get some of those recordings, join us on the live calls when we start them again. And plan on a trip down here. I find it fascinating how many people have Australia on my bucket list. I'll get there some days. Now, why don't you imagine coming here half a dozen times? Come down and play with us during the week-longs. Come down and just explore Australia and stop by for dinner. Alrighty, that's it. Love you, see ya. FreeNevel.com.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.